Tonight is the first of 13 community listening sessions scheduled with the Phoenix Police Department and other city staff to give the public a chance to give their feedback to the police department. They held these sessions last year as well. Commander Tom Van Dorn says they've been planning these for months, but holding the meetings now is timely.
I do think it's coming at a very important time, you know, when dialogue is taking place with regard to the operations and the tactics that were used when the president was here in town. But by no means, you know, is it as a direct result of that.
Van Dorn says last year they received 15 recommendations from community members.
One of the big things was continuing to expand, like, the body-worn camera program. You know, the community wanting to see what the internal employee demographics were as it relates to the community we serve. They wanted more information with regard to critical incidents involving their police officers. So, you know, we're happy to say that the website now contains all of those reports.
Commander Van Dorn says anyone can attend these meetings. The first is at Steele Indian School Park tonight at 6. And now we're going to check in with the editorial board at the Arizona Republic. It's a regular segment where we talk about the big issues facing the state and the region, featured in the newspaper's viewpoint section. A recent editorial defended the actions of the Phoenix Police Department during President Trump's downtown rally and was critical of those who interrupted a Phoenix City Council meeting. With me to talk about that and the challenges of the situation is Phil Boas, director of the Republic's editorial department. Phil, what did you make of the overall situation and the police reaction to it?
What created the criticism, the strong response at the city council, was the fact that the police department late at night used tear gas without warning anybody or giving sufficient warning that it was coming. And so there were a lot of people who were peaceful protesters who found that they were getting tear gassed and were angry about it. But it's important to look at this, and we've been strong defenders of the police because you cannot view what happened that night in any other way except within the context of Charlottesville. Okay, in Charlottesville, you had about 35 people injured. You had 5 people who were critically injured. You had a young woman who died. You had a couple of police officers in a helicopter who died. And you had a police department that really stood down, that took sort of a hands-off approach to that rally. And there is a sense among some police departments that that's a way of creating less violence. But the Phoenix Police Department was looking at this. They knew the hate parade was coming to Phoenix, didn't know what kind of characters we were going to have. And so they had a zero tolerance policy for the violence. They were going to stop it right there. And who can blame them?
What sort of criticism in a case like this would have been valid, do you think?
I think some of the criticism is valid. I think it is. One of the things that we could have said before this rally and the police effort at crowd control is that mistakes will be made. It's too big and too complex and too compact an area to not have made mistakes. But you have to look at, and you have to be fair about this, look at what the results were. We didn't have any serious injuries. We didn't have any serious property damage. And this after Charlottesville, where they took the opposite approach and had tremendous damage and a lot of injuries. I mean, you have to give the police some credit, but also we need to critique it. But we need to critique it in a way where we're civil, where we don't take over city council meetings. You know, we decide that we're the law and we're going to control the meetings, you know, and we just step over authority. You know, there are some good things to look at here, and you can do anything better, and especially crowd control. You can always do it better.
So there are a series of police and community meetings starting today. There's no perfect way to do this because there can always be a bad apple. There can always be an officer who overreacts. We know that can happen. But overall, when it comes to policy, it sounds like you think Jerry Williams had a good plan and carried it out well.
Yeah, I think they did a superb job, and starting with Jerry Williams. So the results mattered. And I think it's important to look at, and I wrote about this over the weekend, it's important to look at what happened in Charlottesville afterwards, because you had protesters take over their city council meeting, and they had done just the opposite, for the complete opposite reason, because the police weren't firm enough with the crowd, and it became dangerous. So it just looks like the police can't win either way. But they, you know, police have to know that that's part of the job. They're going to be criticized either way, and a lot of criticism, you know, is positive and constructive and needs to happen. I want to say something, too, about the protesters that night, because I went out in that crowd and spent a lot of time there. In a way, it gave me comfort. I was among the counter-protesters, the anti-Trump people, out walking and talking with them. And just to see how responsible most of them were, really good people, likable people, behaving in responsible ways. I had been worried about, you know, where the country was going. It actually gave me more comfort to see them and talk to them and to see how responsible most of them were. So
let's go back to the Phoenix City Council meeting. How much do you think any people at a council meeting, we'll talk about this one specifically, really reflect the greater community?
Yeah, I think what we were looking at, the people who shut down that meeting were fringe. You know, they're calling Greg Stanton a coward. Okay, now listen. Greg Stanton has been in the trenches for the immigrant community. I mean, he has been there for them. During SB 1070, he stood up for them. He was no coward. In fact, he probably harmed his, you know, future political aspirations, at least for statewide office. That doesn't help you in a red state where virtually, you know, where the majority supported SB 1070. Mm-hmm. You know, so he showed real courage there. You can criticize Stanton for a lot of things, but you can't say he was a coward.
Since we're going to have these community meetings with the police, are there certain things you'd like to see coming out of these?
Learn from the fact that you had people that were caught up in the tear gas who really were not the agitators. Police just said, we're going to shut down violence. We're not going to be Charlottesville. And they shut it down, and they had a successful outcome. But you can still learn, how do you protect the greater crowd and just take out the few instigators of the violence? Phoenix PD needs to learn from that.
And that's Phil Boas, director of the Arizona Republic's editorial department.